From the Mexico City Council, Councilman Steve Hague, and thanks for coming in early this morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
We're certainly glad to have you here. Mexico City Council meeting took place last night. Looked like a pretty lengthy agenda. You got an Economic Development Department update from the new Economic Development Director, Gigi Quinlan McGreevy. Tell us a little bit about that to start off with.
Well, yeah, she just started. I think she's just under 2 months on the job, so she's kind of learning it. And so she kind of gave us what she did. She kind of gave it a snapshot of what she has been learning and what she sees as a person from the outside coming in. And I think that, it was really positive. Where she came from, she likes some of the things that we do, and she thinks that we're on the right path, and she has some ideas to help Mexico. I think one of the things that they worked hard on from Boonville was that they had they brought in some housing, and I think that's something Mexico has. So that's something that she's focusing on, and as she learns the job, I'm sure more will come. And did some neat little things with the AI instrument, where we had a couple of downtown gatherings, and they were able to track some people with their phones and found out how many people came through Mexico, and did those little things that we have on the square and stuff. So it was interesting data to see where those people came from, the number of people in Mexico that took part in those, and maybe where we can direct funds and what we need to do to improve Mexico as a place people can want to come and visit and spend money.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on AI? Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? You opened up the AI question here.
I don't know. I grew up in the generation where the Terminator came out. So, you get a little nervous about the machines taking over. It's one of those things. I think that it's going to move forward. They're not going to stop it. So how can you use it, and how can we use it to improve what we do? And if you do use it, it's very interesting. If you have a lot of work, it can help you get that work done quicker. And so I know a lot of people use it, and I've used it at times, and it is amazing. So, we'll see as it goes through the future. But as now, I've been happy if I've used it, and, it's good to get that data quickly and how they use that stuff. I don't know if I want to know what goes on behind the scenes, but how it helps me, I'm fine.
No doubt about it. Another big thing that happened last night, and this has been in discussion for a long time, the dog park, and it looks like it's moving forward pretty rapidly at this point. Give us an update on that, if you will.
Yeah, we had Chad had talked to us about where it was going to go in Lakeview Park, and we had agreed to that, and then it was just sending out bids for fencing, and we got those bids back, and so last night we approved the bid to go through there, and so they'll be starting on that pretty quick. Said it's supposed to be done by the end of February, tentatively, and so I would say they probably be as much fence as going there is probably going to start on it probably 1st of February, mid of February, somewhere in there. So hopefully by then we will have the dog park done. There's going to be a little small, the whole enclosure is the dog park, but there'll be an enclosure for smaller dogs, and there'll be one for, of course, bigger dogs. And, hopefully that's a place that people can take their dogs, let them off the leash, and they can meet new friends and play. And, hopefully not many, hopefully like each other, not too many fights there. But, as it probably gets closer, we'll have rules posted and talk to people about, just the responsibility of hopefully cleaning up after your dog, and just be aware that, of course, there's other dogs there, so let's make sure that they all get along before we let them off the leash and start running around and messing with each other.
Absolutely. Moran Fencing LLC is the one who got that contract. What do you remember what the total cost of that dog park is, ballpark figure?
We had we had $50,000 budgeted. I think the fence is right at $41,000, so okay. Right, $41,000,
$42,000.
So
that's the majority.
And we went with a one with a little bit nicer fence. It'll basically have a black coating on it, so it'll be It'll be nice. It'll look good there in the park. So hopefully it's just something that, and we've heard a lot about it, that people wanted it. So we'll get it there, see how it works. And, you know, who knows? It might be some big thing, and we might, you know, there might be other dog parks down the road.
There you go. Very nice. There was also a little more stormwater improvement projects coming along, a resolution along a couple of streets last night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the DNR is awarding ARPA funds, and we received some of those. I don't know the end number. I think it's upwards of, by the time all the projects are done with the combination of city money and the state's money, I think it's somewhere north of $6 million, almost $7 million. And so there's going to be a lot of curb and guttering going in, culverts and things to move stormwater. And so, you know, Curtis Street, Pollock Road is going to get a new culvert. So the bridge there by MMA is going to go out for a little bit. North Calhoun, East Anderson, North Kentucky, and North Washington will all see improvements in their stormwater. And some of that kind of follows our town branch, with, you know, how the flow of that water needs to go there, and just doing a lot of different things of that's one of the things you learn. There's some interesting things that go on with stormwater within the city, like some sort of computer system that if something gets in the stormwater, they'll be able to figure it out where it came in, and they can fix it. And I think that's why they call them engineers, and that's why I'm not one, because they're way smarter and figure that out. But pretty interesting to improve that. And, of course, a lot of this goes through the Department of Natural Resources, so they have to come in and improve that, which I think they think they will. Drew has talked to them, and, you know, he does his due diligence before we get going. And so I don't know that when those will start. They got approved. There's multiple different people that got those bids, so it wasn't just one person that got those bids, but I know quite a few of them will work with Flowmaster here in town, so Flowmaster will probably be the ones that do quite a few of those around there. So, yeah, it'll be a good improvement to our stormwater, and if you don't have a curb and gutter street, you understand the problem with not having a curb and gutter street, so I think those streets will be happy when they get finished and their stormwater has a place to go.
Absolutely. Another thing of note today, the filing period opens up for a seat on the Mexico City Council. I believe it opens at 8 a.m. this morning. You can go and get registered over at City Hall. One position open, that is Chris Williams. Of course, he's already made an announcement that he intends to seek re-election, but just the one seat open.
Yeah, and so we're 2-2-1. So this is the one person that's up for re-election, and you know, I'm happy to hear that Chris is running. And so I don't know, I haven't had my ear to the grindstone too much, so I haven't heard of any others that'll be running, but I'm sure there'll be more than him filing. And you know, it's always a good thing when you can give back to the community, and you can learn a lot about your city. And as I tell people, when they ask me why I run for city council, and I told them, you know, you need to learn more about your city than just that there's potholes on the street that need to be filled. And a lot of that goes into just the amount of work and effort and money that goes into stormwater and sewer and streets and personnel and all those things. And luckily we have a great group at City Hall that takes care of that. They manage that. They keep us going in the right direction. And you know, I think in this year, you know, you always have years where you know, you want to do more and you want to improve the community. But I think this past year has been a really good year for Mexico with Western Smokehouse and you know, trying to get that friendship with Boone Hospital built, and it's going and it's building. And so you know, hopefully this next year we'll continue to build that friendship and move in the right direction. And you know, whoever comes on there, hopefully they you know, they have the same visions that the other four have, and we can continue to move forward.
Absolutely. One other thing, there was a discussion about the December 23rd meeting. Of course, that's 2 days before Christmas. Mm-hmm. On that Monday, what was decided last night?
We canceled that meeting. We're gonna have an executive meeting on the 18th. So we're having an executive meeting on the 18th at noon. We have a couple things that we need to discuss there. city business-wise, so we didn't think that we needed a full-blown meeting on at 6 o'clock on the 23rd. Plus, as you said, it's close to Christmas. So we think we could knock that out pretty quick in a quick noon meeting and, go have a happy holidays with our families.
Absolutely. Wish you the Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and certainly appreciate all the updates you provided this year.
You as well. Have a happy holiday.